When we look at the magnificent cave paintings left by our primal ancestors, we realize how the hunters of those early tribes were influenced by their natural surroundings and by their feelings toward the animals they depended on for food, religious feelings. They told stories to themselves about the animals and about the supernatural world to which the animals seemed to go when they died. And the hunters performed rituals of atonement to the departed spirits of the animals, hoping to coax them back to be sacrificed again. Joseph Campbell devoted his life to the study of these myths and rituals. For him, mythic stories were not simply entertaining tales to be told for amusement around ancient campfires. They were powerful guides to the life of the spirit. Campbell's odyssey as scholar and teacher led him from the exhibits at the American Museum of Natural History, which impressed him as a boy, to cultures all over the world. In his words, "Whether we listen with aloof amusement to the mumbo-jumbo of some witch doctor of the Congo, or read with cultivated rapture translations from sonnets of Lao Tse, or now and again crack the hard nutshell of an argument of Thomas Aquinas, or catch suddenly the shining meaning of a bizarre Eskimo fairy tale, we're hearing echoes of the first story." In this hour, one of the many I taped with Joseph Campbell during the last 2 years of his life, we talked about our relationship to the first stories and to the people who told them. Like them, we too perform rituals to enact what we believe about the world beyond this one. And we try to bring our mind into harmony with questions of immortality and our body with its destiny of death.